You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alexander Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win is 5-1. Cameron Jerome to score and Norwich to win, also in the market at 5-1. The pressure mounting, Derek, on Steve McClaren at Newcastle. They've only picked up 3 points from 8 games in the Premier League. And a couple of weeks ago, capitulated in spectacular fashion against Manchester City, getting beaten 6-1. Next 5 games, including this one, Sunderland away, Stoke at home, Bournemouth away, Leicester at home, and of course Norwich at the weekend. They need a couple of wins here, Derek, in those next five at least.
Yeah, and I just don't see how they're going to get them. And they've also lost their keeper now, Tim Krul, who McLaren was saying is worth, 15, 20 points a season to them. Well, then on current form, they ain't going to get that many points. I mean, three points from 8 games, pan that out of the season, it's 15 points they'll end up with. And, you know, you'd say, well, obviously they're going to get better than that. But I don't see the evidence that they're going to get better than that. There was 45 minutes against Chelsea when you thought, maybe we've written them off far too early. But then they come and bounce back, don't bounce back against Man City and get pulverised. I think this is an awful Newcastle side. I just don't see anything there. And I'll tell you what, they're there for the taking. And Norwich, okay, it was a bad result for them last time out at home to Leicester, but Leicester are doing that to sort of more than, sides other than Norwich at the moment. A couple of other decent results in recent weeks for the Canaries. A 3-1 win over Bournemouth, of course. 3-0 win over West Brom in the Cup. 2-2 at West Ham away, wasn't a bad result for them. I think they're a better side than Newcastle, and I think they'll prove it. Good bet the Canaries here, just under 2-1.
Norwich at 9-5 for Derek. Derek mentioned that 45 minutes against Chelsea. They also played well for 45 minutes against City. Played well in that first half before being annihilated in the second half. Goes deeper than just Steve McClaren being at the helm, though. They've only got one win in their last 19 Premier League games, stretching back to the back end of last season. They've lost 7 points from winning positions as well this season. So whatever he's saying once they're ahead or once they've got a point on the board isn't working at the moment.
No, it's a strange one. This is going to sound daft given the result if you look back at it. But that first half against City, they did show signs of life. You texted, didn't you, saying, what did he say at half time? They just got overrun by a rampant Sergio Aguero in Manchester City, is what happened. The first half performances are much better. And I see something similar happening here. You know, Norwich are a team who don't lie down. They're a good side, Norwich, who don't know when they're beaten. You saw them come back from behind against Liverpool. They led against West Ham, but then had to come back from 2-1 down to get an 83rd minute lead. They themselves in the end succumbed to a stoppage time equaliser against West Ham. But I think Norwich would be more than happy throughout the season coming back from behind, grabbing draws away at places where they might not have been fancied to. And if they just keep picking up points away from home, maybe the odd win, they'll be more than happy. I don't think they'll go for the win. I think Newcastle would also be more than happy with a point. They want the win, but I think both will settle for it. I think that's what we'll find. One bet I do like, the draw is fine at 21-10, don't get me wrong, but one bet I do like is a little bit of a play on what I've just said, is Newcastle to lead at half time and then the draw at full time. That's 14-1.
Yeah.
I can see that happening, given what we've said about it. That seems a massive price to me for that to happen. Look, it's the safer way of doing that is going to the old favourite, come from behind and draw, which is right down. We haven't played that for a while, have we? And that's in the other markets section at the bottom of the page. So to come from behind and draw is 15-2 for Norwich. Obviously, you don't need it to be half-time. And to come from behind and win or draw is 9-2 for Norwich.
Given those stats about Newcastle that I just mentioned, they look logical bets in this in this game.
There are, with the crowd behind them, they come out, all guns ablaze, but then they can't, they can't last it out. The nerves set in the second half. So, play one of those. But the draw is the safest option for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.